know what this is, a revival, a health revival, what. The weather is real bad here in Louisiana, but the Lord told me, I was sitting in my study at home talking to Dr. Faub in Columbus, Ohio, taking notes, and the Lord told me, go back out again. So I know one thing, we're going to pray in a moment, but I think he's preparing us, building our bodies and our immune system if anything else come up. And even though this thing, we really don't know how far it's going to go. Maybe preparing us in the midst of this thing. I don't know. All I want to do is obey him, that you have the information and the revelation and the anointing and the wisdom and the discernment on how to take care of what God has given you. You know, we're doing a lot of talking about food, and some people are real foolish about food because they think it's the only thing they got to live for. But there's a whole lot of more things to live for. I'm going to pray, and I pray that this message will do some things for you. Let's pray. Father, just thank you for this section on health and how to walk in divine health. I thank you for the men and women who are tuning in on a Friday evening. They're tuning in for this message. And we yield to you, you Holy Spirit. You've helped us with the other three. I know you'll help us with this one. You're preparing us, God, for something. And I'm thankful that you're preparing us. And may I yield and give glory to whom glory is due, to Lord Jesus Christ and what he have done for us on the cross. Bring to my remembrance what I need to say in this session. I thank you right now for every person who's listening, that they're hearing, they're seeing, and they're understanding. And the changes they need to make, you will help them with it. I know you will. We give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us turn to the book of Daniel. Book of Daniel. Book of Daniel. Chapter 1, and we're going to read in a few moments. We're going to talk about unlocking your redeemed right to be healthy. Now, health, somewhat to the church and to many institutions that are opening up, the health realm, is sort of foreign to many people. The health realm, people looking to be healed, people looking for medicine, and which is nothing wrong with medicine when you need it, but there's a health realm that Father God want his children to know about, yes, that they can live in, all right? Yes, now, prior to reading the scriptures, let not Satan put the spirit of rebellion in your soul about your health. Yes, sir. Changes that you had to make, I was warned by God to tell you not to let him put rebellion in you because you have to make some changes. Yes, sir. And he's good at that. And he'll put that in your soul, all right? Here we're going to find out in Daniel. Daniel refused to eat at the enemy's table. He refused to eat wrong food. And it was a situation that he could have been killed by that, mm-hmm, because it's the king who had put that stuff on the table. But Daniel trusted God and made requests not to eat it. So I'm going to tell you something here that is a secret that I believe you should know. You're designed to have an excellent spirit, an excellent soul, and an excellent body. Write it down. An excellent spirit, an excellent soul, and an excellent body. Now, for you, we're going to find out Daniel had an excellent spirit. But the Lord told me, said, yeah, and he had an excellent soul, too. He's keeping control of his soul through his spirit and an excellent body. So We have to keep health control over our body through our spirit, soul, and then to the body. Now, with our spirit being progressive and our body being programmed, whatever we put in our soul is going to go in our body. If we don't put the right things in our soul, then Satan can plant things in your soul.
Yes, sir.
See, the armor of God is for your soul.
Yes, sir.
The armor of God is not for your spirit.
Yes, sir.
The hammer of salvation, that's for your soul. That protects your mind.
Yes, sir.
The shield of faith, fiery darts can't go in your spirit. They go in your soul.
Yes, sir.
And then when they get in your soul, they go into your body.
Yes, sir.
So here's a way to protect your health. Now, unlocking your redeemed right to be healthy or to your health or to be healthy is very important. And as we read here in Daniel chapter 1, Daniel refused to eat. I mean, he made a request here. It was Daniel's request because the king, when the king offers you something, you're supposed to take it. Well, I said, when you're at your family house and they're offering you a lot of stuff, I don't want to hurt them. Well, you want to die? You know, you're going to eat it just to please Aunt Sue? I use Sue's name all the time. That's my girl. Hey, get out of here. One of my best girls, Aunt Carrie, somebody like that, you know. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. Listen at this. If you catch this one verse, it's over. You're going to be ready for anything. Because I believe the way the Lord rushing me on these messages, he's preparing us for something that is coming or something that is already here.
Yes, sir.
And your body gets stronger and stronger.
Yes, sir.
Here in Daniel 1, 8. That 8 verse, I'm going to read more than 8 verse, but that 8 verse is so powerful. Look at it. Feast on it a minute. It is so powerful for what we're talking about. But Daniel purposed in his heart, purposed in his soul, purposed in his inner man. He purposed. He made it. He's doing this on purpose. Daniel, see, and for health, what we've been teaching you these last few sessions is you're going to do it on purpose.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're going to do it on purpose. You're going to do it. And you're not going to do something on purpose unless you know the purpose. All right? What did Romans 8:28 say? All things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose.
Yes, sir.
See, purpose. There's a purpose in taking care of your body.
Yes, sir.
And there's a purpose in turning things down.
Yes, sir.
What the enemy, while driving home, and there are food pimps. They are training in conference room every minute.
Wow.
Yes, multi-million dollars advertisement.
Uh-huh.
Some of the smartest people in the world they are hiring to know how to capture your mind for to eat their pimp food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then there are false prophets who will come against this message with scriptures.
Yes, sir.
False prophets. But they still can't explain. You got 2,000 people praying, 2,000 people reading the scriptures and speaking them out loud, and the preacher still died. They can't explain that.
On,
the explanation is, finally, when the Baptist preacher found out the man died because of an improper diet. Not because the blood wasn't powerful enough, but he's working against himself, all right? But Daniel purpose, and I want you to underline the word purpose, and I want you to underline the word, you put a whole deal, in his heart.
Yes, sir.
Look at what the next statement says. I don't think about no comment and no semicolon here. Look what the next thing says. That he would not defile himself. Defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. Now this meat was being eaten to all of gods. But yet everybody will run to that scripture where that sheet came down for Peter when they talk about the Gentiles, the Jews. Oh man, they go to that scripture. Don't call nothing I made common, unclean, slay and eat. That you looking for a loophole.
Yes, sir.
That's people looking for a loophole. They want a text to come against the reality of their health. You see what I'm saying? If God would let down a sheet now, he'd have a bunch of things on that sheet not to eat. I can call some name. God said, don't eat that. Don't eat from there. Don't eat from there. And what he's doing now is letting down a sheet through revelation in his service. All right. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king meat, nor with the wine, what he drank. So eating and drinking is in his verse. Therefore, he questioned of the prince of the eunuch that he might not defile himself. Now, two times, the word defile is in there. Might not defile himself. Might not defile himself. Might not defile himself. So if any defiling going on in your body, is you doing it. See? And so, not that defile. Now God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. And the prince of the eunuchs said unto Daniel, I fear my lord, the king, who has appointed you meat and your drink. Why should he see your face, his voice, lacking then the children which are of your sort? Then shall you make me endanger my head to the king. King, cut your head off. You don't eat what he tell you eat. And that's what happened in this world. They'll cut your head off if they put something on the table and you don't eat it. They'll cut it off with words. And Daniel made a proposal. And then said Daniel to Melzer, whom the prince of the eunuchs had set over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, prove thy servant. And you know that 12th verse, prove thy servant. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that to you today.
Yes, sir.
I'm a servant of God.
Yes, sir.
Prove thy servant. Yes. Now, when you start eating right, you know what people will tell you? God, you look something bad. You getting skinny, you lose weight. God, you better put something in your body. That's old school. That's old school. When you start eating right, you start looking different, like Troy. Troy losing all that weight, he looked different. Uh-huh. But he's getting healthier, you see. They don't know that. Prove thy servant, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. He actually asked for a vegetarian setup. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's table. See, there are two different tables. Verse 13. Come on, let's see it. Two different tables. Then let our countenance be looked upon before thee. Let's see how we come out. And the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat. And as thou seest, deal with thy servant. But here, thank you, Lord. In verse 13, it's two tables. What table are you going to eat from? It's two tables. That's what he said. He said, I want you to check the one eating the other stuff and check us what we eating. And that's where the rubber hit the road. Notice now, verse 14, so he consented to them in this matter and proved them 10 days. All right, Lord, I'll do it. 10 days. Eat right for 10 days. Just 10 days, Reverend? Yeah, eat right for 10 days. I've seen the Holy Ghost is kind of inclinating me to do that. Eat right for 10 days and see what happens. Wow. See what happened to your diabetes. See what happened to your heart. Eat right for 10 days. Wow. Some change is going to take place if you eat right. Don't come lying to me talking about you ate right and, you know, sleeped out last night and did something else. And at the end of verse 15, and at the end of 10 days, their countenance appeared what?
Pharaoh.
And fatter in flesh than all the children who did eat the portion of the king's meat. Then the servant Melzer took away the portion of their meat and the wine that they should drink, give them pulse, give them. And you look at that word pulse, it's something about like a vegetarian or something. All right? All right, now, here's the introduction for what we're going to do. My brothers and sisters, beloved of God, that's what he told me to write. Let the Holy Spirit help you to hear, see, and perceive this revelation without rebellion, stepping into reality of God's will for your body in your help. In other words, a rebellious spirit will rape you of revelation. It'll come in and say, well, yeah, it's all right. But and then it's rising up, but you think it's you, but it's a rebellious spirit, all right? Then let's read. I just asked for the scripture, so I got to kind of tiptoe through it. Proverbs 23 now. Go to Proverbs 23. I won't tip through this scripture. See, it's Friday, the number done dropped. Where they going? Just because it's Friday evening. I came out here through rain and water to get your wind blowing. You know, it ought to be 2,000 there on a Friday evening, but y'all going out to eat. I know where y'all at. Going out to defy all three things I told you. In Proverbs chapter 23, verse 1. When thou settest to eat with a ruler. Now I need y'all to turn to this scripture. This is when thou settest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is before thee. Now I love that scripture because it's telling us something. You don't have to be sitting with a ruler. You can be sitting with a group. You can be visiting somebody. Consider diligently what is before thee. Then the wisest man in the world, Solomon, and put a knife to thy throat. If thou be a man given to appetite. Wow. Be not desirous of his dainties. For they are deceitful meat. You see it? Huh? Now you read that over and over, and the Holy Spirit is going to talk with you. You see, I wish I had time to just stay there. I got so many other things to say. But man, in this afternoon listening, Lamar said this: fast food, fast death. Wow. You can't pray for healing and you're eating death. Thank you, Lamar. Wow. Yeah, that's just one of my listeners. That's what he wrote. Isn't that something? Turn to Psalm 23. Psalm 23, just for a minute. We'll look at something in Psalm 23. It took me many years to see this. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You know, he make me lie down in the green pasture, and he lead me beside the still waters. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's personal. Psalm 21, Psalm 23 is so personal. I don't know how many times I, me, mine is in that psalm. So your health is personal. Hello, write that down. My health is personal. My health, yeah, my health is not in group me.
Come on,
son. My health is personal. Yeah, my health is personal to me. And so Psalm 23 is personal. You can't go in a group with Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He make me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters, and everything plural. Then he said, I. In that psalm, I like it. It's personal. But in reading that psalm, I read that psalm many years, and I was reading it one day, and the Lord arrested my attention. He couldn't tell me the full thing because I didn't know nothing too much about my soul. But he arrested my attention that he called me to lie down in green pasture and lead me beside the still water. But he couldn't lead me in the path of righteousness without doing something first. Uh-huh. Verse 3. He couldn't lead me in the path of righteousness without doing something first. Uh-huh. How many see it?
Yes, sir.
In verse 3. Somebody got to have a gun pointed to your head if you don't see this. He couldn't lead me no further until something, he led me to a green pasture. He led me beside the still waters. But the full path, he has to restore my soul. That's the problem of the whole game. A soul that needs restored. He restored my soul. Then he leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. When my soul is restored, you ready? I'm just getting this now. I'm going to sit at the prepared table. Uh-huh. Yeah, my soul, see. Yeah, do I walk? You walk through the valley. I'm just walking through the valley and shadow of death, but I'm not going to hold death's hand with my tongue. You know, I'm not going to keep kissing death's hand with my tongue. And this is so important. Now, there are false prophets. There are rebellious people. There are religious people who will auger you down, shake the dust from your feet, and go on back to your house. Because they're going to auger. They don't even have a revelation of this, all right? So I want you to understand that. Now, receiving a restored soul to be led in the paths of righteousness, which is your redeemed right to be healed, have restoration, rest, and a rhema fulfillment in your health. Look at Matthew chapter 11, Matthew chapter 11, as we deal with receiving a restored soul, receiving a restful soul, receiving a revelation, a soul that can take revelation from your spirit. Matthew 11. My. Now you see, reading them out here on Friday evening here, this is my life. I spend time with my family. I spend time first with God. I spend time with my family. And then my assignment has to come. That's divine, it's divine order. See, God first, then my family, then the things that God tell me to do, I come and do what God tell me to do. In Matthew 11, what is causing more unrest during these times of this pandemic than anything else? I know about money, but what is fear? Weak immune system, and they came from food. And nothing to do with age, it's food. So here, when the Lord showed me this, are you to read Matthew 11, 28? Lord said, no, you can't get it there. So he told me back up to verse 25. Matthew 11, 25. The power of a restored soul is one of the key mechanisms for restored health. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Restored soul, restored health. You see, Daniel called it defiling yourself, didn't he? Eating wrong, defile yourself. And then you have the purpose where? In your soul, in your heart, in your inner man. Not to eat that stuff that is causing problem and havoc in your body. All right? Now, in verse 25 of Matthew chapter 11, at that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth. And we're doing the same thing, right? Because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. Wait a minute. The only way you can receive this is you got to become a babe. You got to become a little child. You got to become open to the revelation. If you wise and think you can eat a whole lot of junk and come out all right, you're wise and stupid at the same time. I'm just telling you, it's wise and stupid. He said, look what he said. I thank thee, O God, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou have hid these things. And you would need to read 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and see about the cross, how foolish and how silly the cross looked to those people, but it actually was the wisdom and power of God. So this might not sound, you know, I ain't got no hum with me, and I don't have 95 scriptures, you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking against the grain of a lot of things, and it may not sound like the right thing, but God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. The cross was the most foolish looking thing to the intellect that any man ever seen. But the cross was in another realm. I'm talking tonight in another realm. That's why normally it will not look spiritual. Normally it may look like a self-made sermon, but it's the truth. And God cannot reveal it to these wise people in their own wisdom, you know what I'm saying? They think they can take 4 or 5 pills, you know, different vitamin D and vitamin C, and they're going to clear up all the stupidity. Vitamin C and vitamin D don't work with stupidity.
Come on, sir.
They work with nutrition.
Yes, sir.
All right. Because I know it. I see some of y'all might have your little pills sitting by you, but I'll take this. Go ahead and take it, baby. But I'm telling you the truth that I want to unlock your redemptive right to be healthy. It's a blood-bought right that the church been robbed of. Oh, my God. Let me go back over to verse 25. And that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou have hid these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them unto babe. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Now, watch verse 27, because we're going to a restful soul and a restful body, resting in hell. Listen. All things are delivered to me of my Father. Saw that?
Uh-huh.
And no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither knows any man the Father save the Son, and he to whosoever the Son will reveal him. The Son will reveal him. You know, we got the Holy Spirit revealing the Son, revealing the Father. Now Jesus says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. Now he's telling you to come to me, you're going to need revelation. Now I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart. You shall find what? Rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What is one of the greatest burden bringers on family? What brings some of the greatest burden? On the outside of death, death's coming, but what's one of the sickness? And disease, that's a burdensome thing.
Yes, sir.
See, but revelation tell you how not. You have revelation how to take care of yourself. Write these two scriptures down and go with it. John 6:63 and Hebrews 4:12. And you'll see, I'm not going to go through them. But I'm going to go because I want to read some of these. Turn to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. The Lord told me, get on back out there. I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We don't know who life we saved. Huh? We don't know who's suffering right now. Suffering and start eating right for 10 days and start running all over the yard and the house. You can't catch them. So I ain't never noticed it did. Because that eating has so much to do with your health. And the church don't know nothing about it. All right. I told you about my members went to this heart specialist, and he was telling them about certain things they need to eat to take care of themselves. And one of them, either the husband or wife, said, our pastor teach that. The doctor said, what pastor? Where you at? Because they know we don't teach that. Now, thank God we got some medical doctors are coming into the wisdom to help their patient and tell them some things they need to change. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, I'm going to make a statement before we read something because I want you to be on it when I get there. My health, write this down, is a blood sealed deal. My health is a blood sealed deal. Jesus sealed the possibility and the privileges of me living a healthy life. It's a blood sealed deal.
Yes,
in 1 Corinthians 6:19, the first word, and that word ought to be hollered all over the body of Christ. What? That's the word.
Yes,
know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, what you have of God, and you can't put in my body anything you want? You are not your own. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify me with your sickness and disease and dying early and can't walk and can't talk. And I love it. Ain't what he said. He says, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are gone. Why wait till you get down?
That's right.
Because you're on your way. If you don't learn this, you on your way down. Because the body, the way Psalm 139, 14 says, we're fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous are thy work. Then he says, and thy soul knows right well. And what he's trying to say is that those orders are going to come through that soul. Your spirit already knows. Your spirit's trying to get it to you. Your total man. You see what I'm saying? That's why 1 Thessalonians 5:23 talk about being sanctified in your spirit, your soul, and your body. And then it tells you, you don't have to do it. 1 Thessalonians 4 says, God is faithful, who also will do it, if you let him. Anybody hear these four messages and don't change? There's no hope for them. It's just dumb. You know. You're bought with a price. All right? Go to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Yes,
curse of the law, sickness and disease. Christ had redeemed us from that. We're redeemed. My health is a blood sealed deal. Now, some listen to me wondering why you having problem with your body, or you had problem in your family, or you saw your loved one who really loved God, prayed all her days, suffered in her last days, is because we did not have the revelation that our body is built to work with Genesis 1:29. God told us what to eat. See, our body is built to eat a healthy diet. These food pimps got us. These food pimp signs got us. They got a crazy sign there in Gonzales on Burnside Street. I don't even look at it. It's talking about get ready to go to the hospital. Who want to get ready to go to the hospital? This is the craziest thing, but they're playing on your mind. You know, it might not just say get ready to go to the hospital, but it's saying when you're going out and you look to your right, it's white. Then you see it, black right, you see it. I don't look at it no more. This is the craziest thing. As if I'm going to be happy. I'm not happy to go myself. I'm not happy to go see nobody else.
No, sir.
No, that's crazy, man. But you got to watch these pimps. It's pimps and money. And they'll rob you of your health, because if nobody's sick, they don't have no job.
That's right.
Wow, how stupid you can be. And I come along preaching this message. The Lord got me out here in this weather to preach to you. Galatians 3. My health is a blood sealed deal. I need you to say that three times. He just added something to it. With my cooperation. Because it's a deal. Every sick Christian is healthy. But they disagreed. And I, to the body of Christ, I have to say, how I say it, Lord, it is vast ignorance. I mean... You know, I haven't known this all my life, and I want to slap your favorite food in the face. That's the one we got to get. We got to get that chief one. That's a chief food. Satan deals in rank. He got a chief food that taking your health. You lack that more than you lack anything else. And I bet it's the most damnable thing you ever ate in your life. But that's what he's using. And so you got to discern. What you lack more than anything else, that's it. And so you got to eat something else to change your taste bud.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm coming to the point now, thank God for it. Maybe because God's been blessing me because I'm trying to obey him. But I'm eating now, I'm not even eating by taste. If I know what I'm eating is agreeing with God's system, now, I believe in making food taste good, you understand? But if it tastes a little off, like it's not what my taste bud want, I know what's happening. I'm going to eat it on down. See, you got to do that. And you do that often enough. And watch it. Watch this. Intelligence going to overtake ignorance.
Yes, sir. That's good.
Then inspiration going to take over because you're inspired because you know that what's been running through your family chain can't run no more. Somebody in the family got to cut it off. Hallelujah. So Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, cursed everyone is hanging on a tree. That's all about that healing and health, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we not, now that inner that voice, I always hesitate when I read the inner verse 14, that we might. Inner verse 14, 3 and 14, that we might. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, I ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what you can't eat by faith. I'm trying to give you as much ammunition that you need. Can I really eat this by faith? If I'm not eating it by faith, I'm eating it by world foolishness. I'm eating it by foolishness. If I'm not eating it by faith, I'm eating it by feeling. If I'm not eating it by faith. Now, fake food. Food has no nutrition in it at all. It's really not food. It's poison. Any food that is absent of nutrition is poison that Satan is feeding you to cut you off early. They call it F-A-K-E. Fake food pushed by food pimps. Bet you never heard that. Food pimp. I said, food pimp, Lord. She said, yeah, food pimp. Pimping food. Like a drug pimp, there are food pimps. And it's all about money. Drug dealer don't care nothing about you. He wants the money, baby. Sam, we're here. Y'all getting it?
Yes, sir. That's good, sir.
Now, this voice is this statement, I didn't find the real voice that I want for it. I know it's there somewhere. But in Galatians 5:4, are you making the word of God of no effect in your life? I know that was another scripture that go with it. Are you making the word of God of none effect or no effect in your life? Then we got Galatians 5:4. We'll read it. But I'll find that other verse. Christ had become of no effect unto you. Whosoever you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. You see that voice? A good voice there too, though. Hallelujah. 5:4 from the statement, are you making the word of God of no effect in your life? The fourth verse says, Christ has become of no effect. Look in your Bible, son. You got to look in your Bible. It ain't on the board. See, this word got to go through. You can't just listen. You just can't sit there and listen to this. You got to read it. You got to get it in you. It's coming out of my mouth, and it's coming out your mind, and it's coming out your eyes at the same time. You need to see everything. These messages. So I hope y'all are not just watching. Y'all follow me in the Bible. Let's take it. Let's get every chance we can to let this get down in our spirit, because this is so powerful. I believe it's so powerful. And if you just let me talk to you and don't try to feed, turn that Bible. If you take it a little while, I might be in half read the scripture. That's all right. Turn it, find it, so you can feed on it. I want you to feed on this. Look at this verse now. Christ has become of no effect. Galatians 5:4. Christ has become of no effect unto you. I talk about the word of God, it becomes of no effect to you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, You're fallen from grace. Now, the world got world-made laws to tell you it's all right. Some people don't read no label. And some labels are fake. So you really got to do your homework, all right?
Yep.
Really do your homework, all right? This wall of sickness must be torn down or dug through. He gave me this scripture, man. It's territory as I'm going in now. And you know, the Lord wanted to preach this. He wanted me to come out here and minister to you, because we're getting in depth here now, because we're going to scriptures that are unfamiliar scriptures. You know what I'm saying? It's not a scripture you hear preach every day. Go to Ezekiel chapter 12. Ezekiel chapter 12. And this is a wayward period that God had to deal with through his man of God. And he did certain things. But in this wall of sickness must be torn down. You remember Jericho wall, right? Joshua 60, march around the Jericho wall. Torn down. Dug through, and then you also remember the wall that Nehemiah built. So we're tearing a wall down and building a wall now. We're tearing a wall down, Jericho wall that holding us out from help, and we're building another wall. Nehemiah said, "I'm on the wall and I can't come down." He was building a wall to protect the people. The wall of Eden right come up around you. You're protected from the food pimp, for the people who make fun at you. You're not going to do this unless you have a revelation of the reality of what's really going on. I mean, you can't read your book on this. You, the Holy Spirit is going to have to deal with you on this, all right? So with this statement, the wall of sickness, how many of y'all want that wall to come down? But it's not going to come down. It's got to be torn down. Must be torn down and dug through. Got it? Now notice Ezekiel 3:12, because you're going to have a lot of false prophet. 12:1. The word of the Lord also came unto me saying, "Son of man," watch this now, "thou there was in the midst of a rebellious house, which has eyes to see and see not." They have ears to hear, and you're not, for they are a rebellious house. Now, that's a church. When I first started teaching it, I saw some rebellion. Huh? Yeah, oh yeah, I saw some rebellion. I'd be somebody might have even left the church. And one woman come on there, just one out of almost 600, she said, "I ain't stopped eating my food." Well, I hope she's looking now. Dear child, eat what you want. Eat what you want. I may come to your funeral and I may not. Uh-huh. But just eat what you want, baby. If you don't understand that the apostle is trying to help you, you don't need to be texting them and talking about, "I'm going to eat my food." Keep that to your stupid self. Don't put that online. Don't let everybody, all that teaching, all these wise people on the line listening to me, and you put something like that, that's stupid. Don't do that, baby.
Come on,
I know you love me because you've been following me. I don't really know your poison. Don't put them dumb stuff on the line. If you don't want to, just go to another channel. Don't let people know how stupid you are.
Come on,
I'm trying to help you, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I mean, it's one thing to be stupid, but another thing to just spread and say, "Look, I'm stupid." Don't do that. Don't do that. Third verse. "Therefore, thou son of man, prepare thee stuff for removing, and remove my day in their sight. And thou shalt remove from thy place to another place in their sight. It may be that they will consider, though they be a rebellious house." In other words, there are people who listen to me now. Oh, I got members already. That their lives have changed so much that other members see that they have moved.
Uh-huh.
In another position. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You know, I got a real heavy man. And I talked to him. I told him, I said, "Man, you know, some people carry weight more than others." But I told him, watch it. He did exactly what I told him to do. Now, how can I say this? I better not say it. All right. Write down in your note the 91st Psalm. We'll go with this because I'm not going into it. We must come out of the captivity of sickness and disease and early death. We must come out of the captivity of sickness and diseases and early death. And Psalm 91 will walk you right out of it. May you tremble when you eat and shudder when you drink, knowing the importance of both towards your health. May you tremble when you eat and shudder when you drink, knowing the importance of both towards your health. Let the truth remove anxiety, despair, desolation, and fear of the enemy. False evidence he has where God can't stop him. False evidence. Because, see, it's going down through the church. It's going down. So you say, you can't stop me. You can't stop me. But now the Lord in this generation has revealed what the enemy had been using down through the generation. I know some people live to be 80 and 90 years old, eating wrong. I know that. But most of them had persistent. Every now and then, Satan will let somebody do something to say, look at that boy in there. He 101. He been smoking cigars all his life. How many? You going to take that one poison because you want to go. All right, let's go over some things. I'm going to close out. I got 15 minutes. I've been 45. Sickness does not begin in your body. Sickness begins in your soul. Three times you put it online. Here's another thing you put on that five times that I want you to have. I'm renewing my mind about healing and health. Eight times, because you doesn't say, I didn't go into that much, I'll come back and do it. Are you a food hunter? All of us have been food hunters. Man, I drove miles to eat at certain places and was eating damnation and paying big money for it. And it smelled so good. Yes, five times this was written. Don't celebrate years anymore. Celebrate youth. Psalm 103, verse 1 through 3. That'll help you. Mm-hmm. Four times. Health, wisdom, and discernment coming to the body of Christ. Marguerite says, no matter what happened, stick with the word of God. MSG, that's the right stuff, is a demon. Two times. It's something they put in the food to attract your taste bud. Nine times. I'm well. This is people coming back off the TV telling me. I'm well and blessed. You know who said that, right? Huh? Then said he almost 90 years old too. 90 years young. You never talk to him. You never talk to Brother Ray and ask him, how you doing? Well and blessed. And so the Lord been trying to get me to grab those words. I'm grabbing them now. When people ask me how I'm doing, I'm going to say, well and blessed. Alicia said, I've been robbed too long of help. It is time for me to shine wearing his goodness. Here's what given it to us three times. God help plan. Oh my, this is powerful here. Cannot function without me. Wow. Yes, sir. That's a heavy hang on your head, right? See, and so people, all the praying people do, prayer is powerful. Prayer can change things. But prayer cannot change cooperation with demons. On purpose. Daniel, in my opening text, he purposed not to defile himself. Full time. Your appetite is in your soul. You think it's in your test, but it's in your soul, Lord. That's how Satan can use it, you see. It's not you, it's in your soul. Wow, two times. And it's, the benefits of God cannot manifest in the flesh. What it meant there is you got to pass it through your spirit, your soul, then it get to your flesh. Your flesh look at him and say, I ain't got nothing to do with it. I'm programmed to be sick. Flesh says, I'm programmed to die early. You programmed me. Sheila said, I received the quickening power of the Holy Ghost to produce a miracle on every aspect of my physical being. Wow. Lisa says, soul, taste buds, destruction. Soul, taste bud. 19 people took this one. I know you wanted to. I have a youthful, and long life. Say it.
I have a youthful and long life.
Yeah. And here's six time reported, conquering my health. That was Romans 8:37, I believe. Conquering my health. I'm taking my health back. And what he's saying is, through prayer, through the word of God, through the name of Jesus, through wisdom, through discernment, and through eating right. Now, I remember one time my oldest son, he's in his 40s now, but he was younger, and I told him somebody was wise. And he hit me and said, Daddy, do they have any money? I said, forget I said it. So if you think you're wise, and walking around sick all the time, I believe you better go check the wisdom scale. Every moderation is an invitation.
Wow.
Three times.
Wow,
here's one for eight times. I know why this one is eight times. This the baby here. My healing, my health, and my long satisfied life is finished. That's John 19:30. Eight times they appeal to that. It's finished. See, health, long life, and if ever need healing, it's a finished work product. So if your faith cooperate and your mouth cooperate, you see what I'm saying? Then you can have it. Oh, three said this here, and this is a dangerous one. No more crowd eating. You know, that's when you're with the crowd and everybody eating it, and it's a holiday and they want you to eat all that stuff. Don't let them do it to you. Romans 12, 1 and 2 and 3, conform eating, crowd eating, contagious eating. Satan is conquering you by your eating. Help us, apostle. We'll stop it today. Thank you. As Marguerite again, you stop it today. You heard that? Y'all want me to go over that? Conform eating. You know Romans 12, 1 says, be not conformed to the world. Crowd eating. Contagious eating. Satan is conquering you by your eating. Help us, apostle. We'll stop it today. Pam said, I will help my family to overcome our eating habit with a renewed mind about eating. Going to have a renewed mind. I love it. I love it. These listeners, they're doing it. Now, I think I pronounced your name right, Celestia. I received the truth. My body is the temple of God. We are the healthy body of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for the healthy body. Alicia said, I chose to be healthy. I have the master switch to control my health. What? You heard Alicia say it? Yeah, she heard it. I have the master switch to control my health. No more being confused about health. I am a health commander. Wow. Three times I choose to be healthy. Four times I'm a health commander. Two times comfort food and soul food is a lie. I like that one, my wife, and I told her about that. Comfort food and soul food. Soul food is another slavery term to make you think you can cook so good and you're eating death. There's another way to get rid of you. Another way to eliminate you, for to eat all that stuff And you thought they can't have it because they can't cook like that. They don't want it. When I was a boy, I saw him slap the hog, but I never fought the hog for his slap. You know, I just go and give it to him and went on the house. Tanya said, I'm commanding my health and expanding my health. Thank you, Tanya, you was listening. Maud said, my soul is sealed by grace. Adam said, thank you, my apostle, spiritual father, for this life-changing and life-extension revelation. I feel I passed from dying to living by your teaching. Isn't that something? Do you know I'm reading this stuff off the cuff? I haven't went over it. I haven't found nobody in the area yet. They're listening. You see what I'm saying? Alicia said, I'm not a food hunter. Food don't control me. I control food. Therefore, I look for the right food. See, the difference between a food hunter and a food looker. A hunter is looking for something for taste. A person who looks and says, oh, no, I'm not eating that. Joyce said this, thank you for your life-saving message. Thank you, Joyce. I'm hanging on to every single word. This revelation of food and eating has changed me. I'm not a food hunter. I will look for the right food. I'm telling you, people are getting touched. And people are changing. I feel a nudge coming on me right now. And I think I almost won't cry. Because I'm not having the resistance that I had the first time I tried to tell God's people about this. Are you following me? Anita said, I'm not a food hunter, I'm a food looker. Food don't control me, I control food. Look for the right food. Look for the right food. And then a book I read some 15 years ago, I'm still trying to, V-E-N-T-R-U-S, how you pronounce that? Ventura said, I live not to eat, I eat to live. I read a book many years ago. Matter of fact, that was the first book got me, I got a few more, then I'm going to quit. That's the first book I got me on the thinking. Am I eating just to eat or am I eating to live? And I was eating just to eat. I wasn't like Daniel. Deborah said, thank you for this revelation. Stupid no more. Thank you, Deborah. Say it, God. Let me thank you for this revelation. Thank you, Deborah. Stupid no more. Stupid no more. I'll preach a song. Stupid no more. I'd have said I would not sell my birthright by eating the wrong food. Talk to me, Ida. Eternal life, healthy life, long satisfied life, abundant life. All belong to me. Seven times. Seven different people quoted that. Six people quoted this. I live in the now. See, you're going to have to live in the now. Let me give you two or three, four or five things. You got to live in the now. You got to live in your I am-ness. You got to live in the is-ness. And you have to live in the present moment to do this. You got to live in the now. What else I said? The I am-ness, your is-ness, and the present moment. Don't ever permit yourself to be absent of who you really are. Okay. Marguerite says again, if I keep eating wrong, I'm despising my birthright. Wow. She got a wow on that. If I keep eating wrong, I'm this. That boy sold his birthright for food. Who that was? That was Esau. Sold his birthright. Came back to get it. Couldn't get it. It's too late. Nancy said, thank you, Father, for grace to grow and change our eating habit. Melanie, I'm telling you right. I think I'm telling you right. M-E-L. Melody. Melody said, thank you, Apostle. We want to live. We want God's best. So we can be a blessing and do his will. You're right, Melanie. You know, you don't have to be too smart to be rich. And you have to be too smart to be healthy. There's nothing complicated about this. Two more I'm going to read and then we'll close it. Deborah again. Keep coming, Apostle. Thank you, sir, for this life-changing teaching. Life-changing for those who will listen.
Wow.
Wow, Deborah. Preach, girl. Keep coming, Apostle. Thank you, sir, for this life-changing teaching. Life-changing for those who will listen. And then Barbara, this is the 43rd comment. Barbara said, please keep coming, Apostle. We're being helped. We're being helped. I'm going to pray for you. I'm closing. I hope the benefits from this will arrive in your life. I hope you don't be rebellious. I hope you don't be condemned. You're probably going to make some mistakes. All of us do. But when the revelation and realization really dawn on you, and if you can stop for 5 or 6 days, say 10 days, you start saying how good you feel, you're going to recognize something going on the inside of me. And the body of Christ need these messages so much, I guess they're going to have all 3 or 4 of them on the line that they can listen to them over and over again. I pray God, you know, I'll do whatever you tell me to do, that at least these 4 messages got you going in the right direction. Dear God in heaven, thank you so much. It's such a freedom, Lord, that the people, undoubtedly these people have spiritual growth who I'm ministering to. I don't feel no resistance. Now, I know that demonic power, I can feel that, but I ain't thinking about him. But people, the people with these letters and these statement are really listening and really receiving. And I thank you for all those who helped me preach this. And I thank you, Father, for I release healing now. There's a healing anointing on my life. I release health in the name of Jesus. I release long life, loved ones sick in the hospital, somebody sick in the bed. In the name of Jesus, I release the healing and health anointing upon their bodies. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, get with us. Send us some letters. Some changes are going to take place. Give me some testimonies that I have for the next section. You know, you say, I did right for 10 days and this is what happened to me. I did right for 20 days. This is what happened to me. And some of the disease and sickness are going to leave your body. You got power, but you got to cooperate with it. In Jesus' name, amen.